guys come in. Please, have a seat by the fire and listen to my tale of Dungenetics, the Cliff Notes edition. See, in this particular episode, I will be going through our chapters one by one, picking out the compelling parts, discarding the chaff, and hopefully getting you up to speed on the danger of our world. So please, rest assured, you're in good hands. The table bickering has been removed. The poor dice rolls have been executed. And all that is left is the pure adventure.
Well then, chapter one. Our boys wake up in a tomb, not knowing why they have woken, not knowing anything about their past. Because when you wake up from death, the details slowly start to come in.
My name is Ezio Marcatori. I am a bounty hunting assassin.
My name is Albert Shaw.
Blandest name
ever. I picked Albert Shaw for my character. What do you want? I don't even think I want to play this anymore. You just totally gave me a complex.
No, that's all right.
I just...
Kazaa.
Kingsley.
Kazaa.
Kingsley. Come on. Look at that.
It's crazy.
I'm a wizard. You should see my spread in Wizard...
Wizard Weekly. Wizard Monthly.
I was the play elf... Play wizard of the month.
Wizmate.
Laying in sarcophagus.
Fuck naked. No. With only fig leaves on our crotches to protect us from the sunlight.
All of you seem to be arrayed as if you were buried.
I'm good to go.
The room, other than the four empty sarcophaguses, yep. There's tapestries around that seem to tell stories, and there's a doorway heading out where you can see other sarcophagus rooms.
We don't know this, but you do, that there was another person that snuck out already.
Yeah, we don't know that.
There was another person that escaped the room. Yes. They didn't notice him, but you were the only one that caught him.
Are you going to tell us?
Well, I told you there are four empty sarcophagus in the room.
Oh, yeah, yes. Right. 20.
Oh wow. That 20 in this game is an automatic success.
You told us everything.
One is an automatic failure.
Okay.
You told us everything, Brian.
You noticed that the tapestries actually tell your life stories, but you can't seem to remember everything. Uh-huh. And there are footprints where you saw the person, and they are going towards the stairs to go upstairs. But apparently, the tapestries, there was actually five. You used to be in a group of five. And a year ago, you guys stopped an evil cult from summoning powers of darkness to destroy this village. However, it also tells that the three of you died. Well, all but one of you died. You were a woodsman. Like I said, you lived outside the town, Kazaa. And your wife, Allison, survived you.
She would have probably moved on.
She's spending your money.
Yeah, she's spending her life insurance.
As for the Albert soldier, he was in the Visor's army. But when the Visor secured the kingdom, he retired back to his hometown to take care of his mother, Eva.
I'll do that.
Like real life.
Nice.
And you, Enzio,
yes,
were a bounty hunter for the Visors, catching rebels and
scum.
Anyone that would try to raise up against the Visors' control. Your family is also from here, but your parents are deceased. The only one that's still here is your brother, Josh.
Of course. I'm stuck with that look for the rest of my life. Oh, hi, Josh.
And that is pretty much, but you...
He's the only one that saw it. Did he recognize this person at all?
It was a black shadow, so no. It was in my corner of my eye when I was getting out, crawling on the ground, I believe, if I remember correctly. Yeah, so I didn't see anything.
But there was words over the other empty sarcophagus. Another one of your companions, he died in the battle taking the tower. Because basically you live in the town of Gloom Meadow. There's a huge, volcanic glass tower right in the middle. Mm-hmm. No one knows who built it.
Okay.
But the ritual was keyed inside an altar in the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in the ascent of the tower. His name was Gavin. He was a priest of the dual divinity, which is like their god. Okay. And cool, yeah, and he died as well in the final battle.
So Gavin's the guy that split.
It's kind of weird, you know.
Albert, just
we've
go
been dead for
Gavin.
Years, suddenly we're alive again. It's like, where do you go from there?
But yeah, you feel a little achy, but you feel perfectly fine.
Can we stop?
There's
your
no
burger?
Wounds on your body
years
or anything.
Ate anything.
Pain pulsates through your body. Suddenly, your surroundings fade away, and the faded temple transforms into a vibrant church full of the faithful that are weeping as a funeral procession approaches you and passes through your bodies as if you didn't exist. The figures you notice are yourselves.
According to the past history, a large battle was fought between the Visors, who are trying to take command of all the kingdoms, and, well, all the kingdoms. Zombies were resurrected and used as soldiers. Well, as history echoes, it seems as though zombies are what's on the menu in Chapter 1.
You see, the streets are deserted. You do notice shambling forms wandering about, clawing at boarded up windows and banging on the doors.
Zombies.
As the last rays of sun vanish over the horizon.
Vampires.
You see more and more figures start to appear from alleyways in the distance.
Zombies. During the fortification of Gloom Meadow, Lord Albert Shaw, Gazad Kingsley, and Mark Etzel Tori make their way into the city center and begin to fortify all the doors. And Lord Albert Shaw is reunited with a loved one, his own mother. But he doesn't realize and soon finds out that his mother has been bitten by a zombie and is slowly turning. Unwilling to do what needs to be done, she is awakened and takes an arrow from Mark Etzio Tori.
And they're like, and they kind of point towards the town hall that's boarded up. They're like,
let's go there.
He's like, let's get in help before more of them come.
Let's head to the town hall.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Slamming the door shut behind you, you take shelter in the home. They're only active during the night. If we don't do anything, they'll overwhelm this home. But someone says that she's been bitten.
Oh. Dude. That's rough. You're the wizard guy. Go check on her.
Actually, yeah, I could go check on her. Should I? I could heal her. Right?
Possible.
Well, why don't we do that?
Yeah, but healing doesn't cure disease.
And she's glad to see you, but
on ye old Facebook.
She had moved in with the neighbors that took care of her when you died.
So what we should ask her about, like, what did she see? Well, what do they look like?
Yeah, well, what's happened in the time since we've been gone? Why is this happening?
I mean, zombies.
We've lost a year of our life, and
wait a minute, ooh,
she
zombies.
Thinks you're dead. She thinks we're all dead. So
she be freaking out, thinking we're zombies.
Well, that's what she says. It just happened 2 days ago. I moved in with the neighbor. Your other companion, Reese, the only one that survived, noticed something was up, and he went into the tower 2 days ago.
Has he come back? Leads back to the tower.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't showed up.
So maybe.
But he notices you, and he's like, he also took Allison with him.
He's kidnapped my wife.
Your princess is at another castle.
You hear some groaning and the sound of cracking wood. You notice there's some bodies shambling into the house.
I got the bodies that come in. Hutzel, get your sword. Stand by the door.
The front door in particular shatters as if a battering ram hit it. As this figure walks in that's about 9 feet tall, ducking in. Huge. It looks like it's made of like several different bodies.
It's for you.
for you.
Nice.
White that they had. And has turned into a zombie and leapt at you.
Fucking A.
But you noticed her just in time.
Pop her in the head with
her
staff.
And now his mother is now grappling with you.
Ah, dude, don't come with mom.
She's a zombie!
I told you she was a zombie before, but you guys
can roll
save her.
2d20s.
I told her not to waste a pack on her. Don't want to listen to me.
And you have the one that's currently ripping the throat out of Mark's
brother. He's already dead anyways.
And, well, so, Brian, it's your turn.
Revive Hutzel. Kill the other one that's killing my brother.
Why? He's already dead anyway. Why don't I kill Hutzel's mom?
We still, I can take care of his mom.
Dude.
I already have a plan for his mom.
No, but what? Really? Seriously?
Okay. In all reality, the one zombie is attacking your brother. He's dead, so who cares?
And after that, it goes to Mark.
I'm going to quick draw dagger Hutzel's mom in the head.
All right. As she falls to the ground with a bolt in her jaw, you just like going in. All right, roll.
Six.
Plus six. Yeah. All right, she's got one hit point, so you just you grab her with the back of, with one hand and just fucking put one right through her eye socket.
Just like that.
Mark. What the hell, man?
She's gotta go. She's gotta die soon.
Really?
He's so mean about it.
I pulled my quiver back out of her face.
So cold and uncaring.
I'll put that in there now because I know you're gonna turn into something.
Alright, the zombie gets up from Josh and swings at Brian, but Brian's able to bat him away with his. As you approach the tower, you notice it's made of pure volcanic glass. It seems to reflect darkness rather than light.
That's dark inside, as he told you.
As you glance upwards, you notice swirling winds whipping around the tower's entire length. Looking forward, you notice the front door is broken in and hanging from its hinges. The edges of the doors are covered in what appears to be dried blood.
Told you, it was a Hulk.
The first few floors, you go up, you know, you're cautious, you look around really good. There doesn't seem to be anything in there. You see that there were bodies in here, but they probably wandered out. As you ascend the stairs to the next level, you notice a decaying figure awaiting you, standing with his arms wide open, as if greeting you as a long-lost friend. As the figure smiles, your vision blurs again, and the room transforms into a clean tower, and the figure is a youthful man garbed in the religious robes of the dual divinity. Glancing about the room, you notice several bodies garbed in rows, emblazoned with red skulls with gleaming silver eyes. A voice from behind you causes you to spin and notice another figure in a black robe. Gavin, the focus of the ritual, is definitely growing close, only a floor above us. The other figure responds, "We must hurry. If the ritual is completed, it will draw the shades of the deceased.
Therese.
For miles about, who knows what kind of monsters will then walk the land." Your vision returns as the figure up before you returns to his undying appearance, its smile concealed by rotting lips hanging from his face. "Monsters like ourselves." The corpse of Gavin sweeps his arms around the room and begins to laugh. The laughter builds into a hacking cough, interrupted by him coughing up a tooth and some dust. His smile fades, replaced by a scowl. "The ritual only returned me as this undead creature. However, it returned the three of you as the living. Next time, the ritual will grant me that sweet power."
We need to kill Gavin.
Notices you blast all of them. And he screams as he charges you.
No! Balls on chin.
You take 9 points of damage.
You're dead.
He takes his morning star from his belt and swings. You duck under one, and the other one hits you right across the face.
Was there anything I
can... Knocking you completely out cold.
Is there anything I can do?
Yep. You're not dead. You're currently out cold. I don't quite get that, but...
I'm the backstabber.
Good reference.
20.
Oh, you got 20.
Wow.
So that is full damage. That is 15 points of damage.
You gain the reach around.
You just get angry at her being humiliated, charge straight at him, take your great sword, and just plunge it so far that the pommel gets stuck in his rib cage, and he kind of just like convulses and falls over.
Did we kill him? Did you kill him? Okay.
So you guys crest the last steps to the top floor of the Obsidian Tower and see a crackling nimbus of swirling black energy. Among the pulsating energy are two figures, while the room is ringed with the bodies of the villagers that were assumed missing.
This is going to be your favorite part right here.
The figures turn as you approach. It is your old Conrad, Reese.
Comrade.
Reese Darken.
Comrade.
With Allison holding his hand.
Bum, bum, bum!
His eyes widen as he recognizes you. He's like, "Kazaa, Albert, Ezio."
Think of all.
We had to say the names. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He's like, "It's good that you showed up again. Someone reenacted the ritual."
Yeah, you.
Well, it could have been Gavin.
No,
Gavin.
I ask who?
Gavin was brought back.
I thought we dealt with the cult the first time around.
Well, the cult is never going to be gone. It's the cult of the Kingdom of the Dead.
Wasn't it Gavin who...
No, Gavin was brought back with us.
But he was brought back as a zombie. It's
this jabroni.
Roll a d20.
15.
You notice that Reese seems to be concealing something. And you notice that Allison looks frightened.
Oh.
I'm very intuitive. I'm like the monk of Dungeons and Dragons.
If you help me, I can shut down the ritual again. Like before.
Or I could just kill you right here as you stand.
Shh. Just ask him what he's hiding. Call his bluff, dude.
I just said that 5 seconds ago. Where were you?
Oh, okay.
Why would it be me?
Because we've all been dead for a year and a half, you idiot.
his face.
You know, in here.
Turns to a scowl, and he's like, "If this is what we wish to do," and then he starts speaking in a tongue that you don't recognize.
Told you, you bunch of idiots, don't listen to me.
Fuck!
We never should have brought this guy on the first place.
I had comprehensive languages, and they didn't pick it.
You could.
Why did I pick alarm?
Well, use your magical lore. Maybe you recognize. All right,
everyone, make a constitution save.
Oh, jeez! You and your big mouth.
I know when things are going down.
We're all jerking off here.
I got a
5.
I'm toast.
All right, you each take 9 points of damage.
What?
He speaks, and the voice just makes your ears bleed, and the
negative
two of them...
We're both
yeah,
out.
They drop to the ground, and you are
left
severely
alone.
Wounded. It's your action.
So I have 6 hit points?
7. But
7, yeah.
All right.
It's your action.
Fuck, man.
Toss Brian a potion. Then he can...
He doesn't have any potions.
Yes, he does. He grabbed one.
I have
from
one
guy.
Potion that I grabbed from that guy, but
you potion me. I can potion him.
You have a potion, still?
I have 7. I have 1 potion and 7 kits.
Yes. Potion him. He can potion me, and we're back into it again.
Come on.
You have a potion too, right?
I'm out cold, man.
So is he.
I have to potion him to get him back.
Yeah, but he's next after you.
Yeah, but here's my thing. He doesn't have any spells left. All he's got is quarterstaff. You're going to be more useful in a fight.
True.
But I have the holy symbol. What if the holy symbol does something?
Yes, that's my thought.
All right.
It's like a hand grenade.
I guess I will move to give Brian another potion.
Yeah.
That's similarly worth something.
You and me are like drinking buddies this whole campaign.
You're trying to unlock it. It glows a little, and then you just look up in time to see a magic missile just hit you right in the forehead. And you fall backwards.
So we all just died. Excellent.
But as your vision goes black, it seems to warp, and you're transported back to what appears a year ago. And the room is adorned with tapestries covered with red skulls with gleaming silver eyes. You notice the body of Gavin, bloodied and not moving, at the foot of a dark altar. Several figures surround you, emblazoned with the same red skulls with silver eyes, one holding a bloody dagger in his hand above Gavin's body. Swirling energies vibrate the room, and from behind you hear Reese Starkin. I can delay the magic of the ritual, but I can only hold them for so long. You must kill the cultists, and quickly.
What am I
so we're basically level 3 now.
And yes.
Brian is becoming rather badass.
Yeah, I got...
Well, he's level 3 now. You know, he learned things.
That's why you were meant to lose that first battle.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Because he's still level 3. But you guys didn't regain all your powers when you came out. I told you when you woke up you were a little rusty.
The struggle between the two of you guys.
That was retarded.
The two of you guys are like out cold.
In the corner.
The last of the cultists, well, they're unconscious. The last of the cultists falls to the ground.
Someone alive.
Not a moment too soon, as you can barely stand. Reese Darkin gestures, and the energy begins to audibly gather and swirl above the ceiling of the tower. The ritual is fully under my control. We did it. Now, sadly, I no longer need you. The energy descends like a bolt of lightning, and the only feeling is the cold embrace as your souls are ripped free from your body. Suddenly, your vision returns to the present, and the change reveals the changes in the face of Reese Darkin as he realizes that he hasn't just killed you. However, the bodies of the villagers in the corners of the room groan and stumble to their feet.
Fantastic!
Reese takes a step back from Hutzel and prepares a Hadouken.
Hadouken! Get ready, Hutzel, for fall.
And he hits. And you take 17 points of damage.
Can I parry?
Yeah, you can parry.
Oh, Hutzel, can I parry?
Then we're getting to action. The energy blasts out of his hand, and you're like trying to knock it away with your sword.
Why not, right? It's a 1d8.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Do it, Huffle.
Pray for rain.
Oh!
That's a 10. Oh, that's not a d8.
Yes.
This is a d8. Oh.
I thought that was zero.
No, that's a 10.
Why didn't you put the 1 there?
That is zero.
That's a good
one. Oh! I'll give you a reroll.
This is that is zero.
Yeah, you got a 10, and then
that was pretty.
Oh my god!
So you took 15 points of damage.
So you saved two. You saved yourself 2 hits.
That was a bad.
Yeah, the great sword isn't that good at knocking energy blasts away.
I was desperate. I should have saved it. Now I'm fucked.
And now it goes to Hutzel, who just took a staggering blow.
Hutzel, fight back.
Yeah.
All of my
abilities are blown with one go.
Just what you need. You put a bolt right in his head. And he stumbles to the ground.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, America.
You're welcome, America.
As he falls to the ground, Allison breaks free of his grip and runs to Brian.
And you're thankful.
And you see the energy that's gathered up around you starts to disperse out and seep into the volcanic glass.
You're human.
But you see a soul ripped free from Reese's body and come right up to near Hutzel. He's like, we haven't seen the last of each other. And then he goes up into the swirl of energy and dissipates.
Can I flip him off as he goes?
You can. You can flip him off.
It's Gavin.
And the energy seems to disperse.
Nice.
Did we kill him?
I think we did.
Did we? We won?
Yeah.
Wait! I was waiting for it.
I'm like, win?
Chapter 2. The March to Astroport and the escape from Astroport. See, in this chapter, our boys, they realize just because you solved the zombies in one small area doesn't mean that all the other townships and surrounding cities and forts, and they're all in trouble. So they decided to make their way to Astroport to ask the Duke what needs to be done. Well, along the way, they were captured by a band of rogues and scallywags called the Leone Brothers. They fought a troll, and they don't really understand. You use fire to kill a troll, and that took forever. Anyway, as they were captured and gagged, they made their way to the gates of Astroport, broken and smashed open with nothing but death and destruction in the streets.
The days after the battle at the Ascinian Tower have been full of both celebration and hidden pain. While those that remain have all buried friends and family in the last days, they now have hope that your victory has given them. Many questions remain of the intentions of Reese Darkin and the exact circumstances of the party's revival. A meeting of the remaining citizens of Gloom Meadow has begun to determine the fate of the village. Nolan, the helpful villager from the town hall a few days ago, is trying to calm a group of agitated citizens gathered in the center. Many are voicing their concerns over the long-term fate of the village and the ownership of what remains.
Agitated.
Who? The leader of the city.
The guy that's right here. He's standing right in front of us.
No. The visor is the leader of the kingdom.
Yeah, so we gotta go find that dude.
Yeah, we gotta let them know that there's still some evil guy.
Do they even
undead.
Know that even happened here? What happened?
That's why I say we're gonna have to go to the city.
You think this visor gives two shits about what happens in this little drinky town?
Well, if it becomes a problem in the city.
Because we also have the fate of the caravan that was carrying wounded from here to another actual southern city.
About those folks too.
Astroport,
which is nearby. You didn't care about anybody.
I know, but there's those people you have to worry
about
as well.
But also, both of his sisters live in Astroport.
Yeah, why don't we go there?
All right.
So, they are...
Hey, sexy lady.
Basically, redistributing wealth within properties within the city, gathering supplies from the outlying areas, and they're about chopping trees, and they're going to try to build a wall around the central city.
Good call.
The central village.
Good call.
Let's ride.
I'll give the three of you horses.
me.
So you're going to ride to Astroport?
Yeah, find out what their situation
is. That is my opinion.
Oh, right, I also forgot another thing. As you guys left, Nolan gave you a staff. Huh. It's a black quarter staff made of the same material that the tower is crafted of.
You have a big black stick. Brad.
That's fancy.
Yeah, it has like different like encryptions upon
it. Would
it
be in your attacks?
There is a latent thing. You can feel like an evilness in it. But he says that there's power within it that if you can unlock will be quite beneficial.
It's
gonna
be
like
your
random.
You need to get on that branch.
Like
I don't have my languages.
It's gonna be like your random stone.
Because then I could find out.
It's like a random stone you walked around with the whole last game.
Well, hey, next time we rest.
I know, yeah.
Great game. 18. We know everything. Tell us everything.
All right.
God.
You see around.
I've got this game down now.
You see around the bend on the road. You see several wagons in the road. One overturned. Littered upon the wagons are the rotting corpses of a dozen men, some of which have been violently torn apart. I just forgot. Well, now back to the wagon. Yes. As you guys are poking around, he's using his sword to move bodies and look underneath them. Suddenly you hear movement in the trees around and the sounds of ripping ropes, followed by a giant green creature bursting onto the road.
It's Jake waking up.
That was a pretty good one.
He's dead, though.
The creature stretches his arms out and whips his head back and roars. Its full height is nearly 12 feet.
Can I headshot it?
It's clearly evident.
Not yet. Let him finish.
You also notice rope bindings upon its ankles and wrists. Crouching over again, it launches itself upon you.
Can I headshot it?
Roll your initiative.
Which one's that? Well, magic missile it.
There's got to be a way to beat this
magic
thing.
We'll do magic missile.
Magic missile in the head.
So is it dead or no?
No, its body's still it's healing. It's like in between.
We
like,
need to...
Separated.
Magic missile?
Need to blow up one side of it. Burn it.
All right, yeah.
Burn it. Who's got that stuff? Me?
You all have them.
It's just like, so that you can like see in the dark.
So then you relay to us its weaknesses and one of us has to freaking
Yeah, you
light
guys
a
just
torch.
Take out one of your torches, light it, burn it, and throw it on the creature and it starts recoiling and stops healing. It just starts burning
and dies.
Distracted by the troll, you never notice the group of bandits in the trees watching you. Glancing about, you notice there must be 2 dozen armed men, half with bones drawn and pointed at your party.
Bones
dried.
They're bones.
A duo of smiling figures steps forward and bows while sweeping back a cowl from his face. Please, friends, put down your weapons and save yourselves. Welcome to... The Leon Brothers, merry band.
We surrender.
Yeah, so we gotta surrender.
I'm half dead and I wanna keep fighting.
Yeah, but they know. They know. They'll take care of us. They'll take care of us.
They're bandits, you idiot.
No, we surrender. I say we surrender. What do you say?
Yeah, we surrender and maybe ask a question or two. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You can fight on by yourself. I'm gonna die. I got like 1 hit. A party as strong as you. No one has beaten our troll yet. Party as strong as you could actually be a use to the Free Kingdom. We'll bring you to Astroport after because we've just recently declared independence from the kingdom. After a few hours pass and sundown arrives, the festivities are interrupted by a piercing scream and the bandits go silent.
Can I ask them what the hell was that?
They're all looking around. They're like, you see that they're kind of like talking in between themselves and kind of like, they're like, they send out, take a few of the guys who are drunk and send them out to find out where that came. It came from one of the patrols.
I assume
it's
them good idea.
Careful, Mark. You'll be gagged too.
Great idea.
See, I can't do anything.
We've faced this foe before and we've defeated
one
it.
One of them comes over who has a slight lisp, Scott Leon. He's like, faced what?
There'd be zombie in them woods.
Zombies?
That's part of the reason we were adventuring to before.
There hasn't been undead since the Kingdom of Death hundreds of years ago.
It's back. And better than ever.
The city we were in, the town we were in before got attacked by zombies, and we fear they may be in Astroport.
Heal me, and I'll save you.
There we go.
It's like, this is very interesting. I'll have to bring this up with King Victor when we get back to Astroport.
Heal me now. And your
there may
king
not
be
anything be left to get back to.
I have to bring it above my superior, but I will have the our healer get to you.
Good man.
The dwarves called it Naharia and built a network of canals under the city that power various contraptions throughout the city. The giant gates before you appear unguarded and slightly ajar.
Uh-oh.
We warned them.
Can we warn them that we should not proceed?
They're like,
we sense trouble.
Your disturbance in the forest has been
Mark's spider right, senses see that tingling.
My spidey senses tingling.
Some of the guards draw their weapons, and they cautiously open. They do seem to be a little disturbed. As you come in, you see the streets at Astroport are deserted, with debris floating across the streets, with produce goods thrown around and rotting in the streets. Some buildings are boarded up, and others appear to be broken into.
I demand to see your leader. I demand to see him now.
David comes over. David Leon.
Where's Dave?
He's like, what is it?
We know what has happened in this town.
We've seen you it and all. Your stories of the dead. The keep's only a few minutes inwards. We'll get there.
We will not make it to the keep, sir. We will be attacked by the undead by then. Half your people will be dead.
He kind of like just smirks and he's like, these stories are frightening the soldiers, and then he gags you.
They should be frightened. For they all shall die.
So, can I do another spot check to look for signs of...
Yeah, you can. After traveling through the streets of the ghost city of Astroport, you hear a sudden ringing of bells fills your ears. It rings time after time, and you almost miss the sound of movement in the surrounding buildings.
Uh-oh.
The city is clearly coming to life, but that life is clearly dead.
Told you!
Oh, man.
Can I mumble?
I yell to one of the guards, free me and give me a sword. Free us and give us our weapons.
The soldiers are looking pretty disturbed right now, and Dave Leon,
tell them where the heroes are.
Glances to one of them, and
somebody.
A guy comes over and pulls out a knife and cuts all your bindings off.
Can I just
off.
Do mine out of my dagger?
Yeah, you can.
And just be like, what the?
You could have done that the whole time? All right, you guys get free, and you see all the remaining soldiers have drawn their...
Gag order's been lifted.
Gag order's been lifted.
Yes.
Sewer.
All right.
Let's go deal with some
You see
sewer
as
monster.
The undead start reaching the ranks of the 24 bandits, and they start fighting. You hear one of the Leon scream as you guys just lift up a grate and drop into the sewers as they watch you just disappear. The sounds of the dead and dying ground out as you retreat into the tunnels beneath Astroport.
You have the help of us?
Yeah, he came with it. Closing the tunnel behind you, the dark of the sewers closes around you. Alright, who's in front?
Mark. He knows where his sisters live, so he's got a lead.
Well, the belt's in front of me. I'm telling you where to go.
We're in a sewer. There's not many places.
It's not like I know what the sewer is or anything. I never, like, wandered the sewers when I've been here before.
It's
not part of the tour when you're coming to the...
All right, you guys are headed... Yeah, you're heading through the sewers towards the direction of where you...
We'd like to take our sewer tours.
You believe your sisters live. Yeah. And you have Aiden in front. As you kind of are coming along, you notice in quick transition... Something just like kind of fall off the ceiling of the tunnel.
Oh, balls.
On top of Aiden, putting out the torch, putting it in the complete blindness, and he just starts screaming.
Oh, fuck me.
Following behind you, which the dwarves basically put here as disposal systems in the sewer. They go around and eat everything that gets deposited in
here. Where was the dead body at?
Tommyknockers.
But
we left the body behind. It's
the other stuff
the
is
now.
Just a green acidic slime that was on the roof
mm-hmm.
that falls on people. Okay. It's like fucking mutant ooze melting through you.
Secret of the ooze.
So you didn't use the Ray of Frost on it.
Okay. Freeze it, Brian. Freeze it all.
Freeze the whole sewer?
So what are you going to do on your turn? You're running, but are you going to do anything about the shit?
I'm going to do a... I don't have anything. I could do a doubling dodge.
It's on you. What are you going to try to do?
Try to scrape it off.
All right. Roll that hit yourself.
With the dagger.
What? Move over the grape. Expert planning by Mark. You have led to the apartment buildings where your sisters live.
All right. Attention
to you. So let's just go in the house, but be quiet about it.
You see that, like, the clothes is pulled out, and you notice on their, like, work desk, there's a letter. There are also a box underneath the letter.
Is there a head in the box?
Kind of like almost like a rectangular box. It's like that high, like an inch and a half, and it's about 6 inches long.
I'm getting up the shit out of here or something. I open up the box.
There's a replacement blade.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it was a gift from your parents that they had left you, but they never got to give it to you.
Is it a replacement blade or a new blade? So I have two.
You can, but you still don't get an extra attack.
Dang. Come on.
But it is... You see that there's, like, etchings on it. It's in Elven. I don't know if any of you can speak that.
So instead of a dagger, I have a magic dagger?
Yes. It has a plus one to hit, plus one to damage, and it has another effect.
Ooh, another effect?
You'll have to discover.
All right. Does it have grapple? Can I, like, slide across things?
A grapple dagger?
No, it's...
I have that in Assassin's Creed. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, but this is not Assassin's Creed. No.
But it's freaking awesome, though.
Okay. And they live with you. It appears like they did pack and leave somewhere. So there's no sign of a struggle in here, so you don't think anything bad happened.
We should go to the roof and scope this out. See what the deal is.
Should you go on the roof and we could stay in the room?
Well, how am I going to scream down to you?
Yeah, that'll just draw zombies
to us. Use your
brains,
would you? You're the freaking wizard.
Sorry,
just
I was
throw your spell.
You're the worst
him,
wizard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
shut
the
up.
Worst wizard ever.
All right, you guys creep to the roof. As you're up there, flying around, you notice three figures that are wearing blue robes. They're kind of like crouching and running around. You see them kill two zombies that are looking over stuff. They head into a doorway, come out with a few boxes of what seems like supplies, and they start coming along the road.
On the road or on the roof?
Well, no, you're on the rooftop. Yeah. You're looking down. They're on the road.
I say we follow them.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay in the roof.
He's gonna parkour.
Parkour on the roof.
The zombies are on the roof.
All right. You guys follow them?
Yeah.
You follow them. They go down the street a little way.
They should have crossbow right in front of them.
Let's find out what they're doing.
And you see that they're approaching a barricaded building about a street over. And they unhinge the door and bring the boxes inside.
What do you think you should do? Knock on the door?
No. Knock on it.
They could be survivors. Maybe they're not bad.
That's true. I mean, they weren't watching like zombies.
No, they were crouching. They were definitely trying to avoid detection. They killed two zombies.
Oh, so they're probably... I mean, we could get some money.
They should arrow at the door with a note on it.
Let us in!
You can if you want.
I'm gonna go up and knock.
Alright, you knock.
Finesse. It's all about the finesse.
You see, like, some eyes in, like, the boarded up windows. They're kind of, like, looking outward. And they're like... Who is it?
It's the Three Stooges.
We are the heroes of Gloomtown.
Gloomtown?
Oh, Gloom
Meadow. Gloom Meadow.
They're like,
I'm Larry,
the heroes
Curly
of Gloom
Bone.
Meadow. What the hell happened in Gloom Meadow?
The same thing that's happening here now.
And we defeated it.
You hear some, like, 2x4 that's been put behind the door lifted. The door opens, and you see three guys dressed as... the guardsmen, they have the crest of Astroport. And one of them standing for it is like, this is Lieutenant Anthony Kingsley.
Your brother?
My brother?
He looks over and he's like, wah, wah, wah. He's like,
with the twist. Kazaa?
I thought he died a year ago.
No.
Two of us.
I'm alive.
No.
I'm back.
They're like, better than ever. Quick. Come on inside.
Well, duh, we're not going to wait out here in the street, you idiot. It is your brother.
They come inside, and they close the door and put the bar across the door again. You see a bunch of, like, it's like a warehouse that was storing, it looks like whaling equipment. But you see huddled around, there's probably about 3 dozen people in here.
Wow.
You have a harpoon?
Are these the people who whale?
They're just people. He, you see that your brother has about 8 people that are dressed as guards. He's like, I gathered as much as I could on my patrol, and we gathered up here when
have you seen my sisters?
What can you tell us about what happened?
Shush. Have you seen my sisters?
Yeah. I think one of your sisters was here.
Where'd she go? She was here. Where'd she go?
I'm not sure. She might have went to the keep. Should ask around. Someone else might know. As you guys are gathering it from the crates, you notice there's a closed door in the back of the warehouse where you'd assume like the manager of the establishment worked.
Oh boy.
And they seem that there's a little dried blood leading underneath the door.
Oh boy. The Sophia moment happening. I can sense it.
So should I inquire?
John's got that smile on his face.
Should I inquire
like I
to
know
the
what's going on?
What they know about it?
What's in there? Just say. Do
you guys know what's in there?
Nothing.
Have you actually been in? Inside?
It's nothing you have to worry about.
Can we look?
We're opening that door. You guys get out of the way.
Well, before...
We're opening the door.
Before we open the door, can I do like a listen check?
Do a spot check, Hutzel.
You don't hear anything behind the door.
We're opening the door.
All right. Let's open the door.
All right. You push through. You open the door and you notice there's maybe like 8 or 9 bodies that have been skinned and all the meat's been cut off of them.
What?
They're cannibals.
The fuck?
And one of them is your sister.
They're fine young cannibals.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. One of them is Mariah.
Whoa!
These fuckers can die now, motherfucker. Crossbow. Rapid crossbow to all these bitches.
So they ate them?
Your brother's like, we didn't have any supplies. All we had is harpoons and things. We needed something to survive the last few days.
Fuck your brother. I'm fucking them up.
Wait, so they ate? They ate?
And one of the guards is like, those that couldn't protect the group had to protect us one way or another.
Sneak attack, I gack his brother in the neck.
Oh my god.
You have advantage since no one's acting.
20.
Oh my god, Mark is mad.
You found the additional bonus of your dagger. It is an especially sharp, it's called a keen dagger. And he's just hanging from your blade, lifeless. Oh.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
I didn't do
it. The guards are kind of like, they reach for their blades, and then you hear someone scream at the other end, and they're like, who opened the door? And you hear the moaning of the
zombies.
But we have the guards to help us. Not anymore.
I just killed them. Let's kill their leader, you damn idiot.
No, but they haven't attacked.
In the conclusion of chapter 2, our heroes deliver the survivors of the zombie attack to the keep and try to make a deal with the Duke to make him recognize just how horrific the situation has become. But the Duke, well, his attentions lay other way. He's completely happy with the way things are. Well, not to sit on their laurels, our boys drift in their own ways, some exploring, some drinking, and it all ends in violence. Witness patricide.
So there's a total of 13 people left alive out of the 34.
Holy shit.
Odds are good.
I suggest we go around and start braining all the dead villagers so they don't get back up and fuck us.
Can I loot?
Yeah, they don't really have anything.
Can I heal?
Yeah. With the soldiers, you see the king of Astonport, Victor Spire, who seems to be dressed in very pristine clothing, and from his neck is a holy symbol that is a red skull with silver eyes on it.
Uh-oh.
We've seen that before.
And next to him, you see a soldier in black armor, head to toe, wielding a magnificent greatsword. You see from his talbard that he is the dreaded, they called him the Blade of the South, a legendary commander of the legions that claimed the South for the Visors when they conquered these lands.
The Black Knight. None shall pass.
The king seems to welcome you as guests. He's like, where do you stand, my friends?
Right here.
Stand in the independence of Astonport from the tyranny of the North?
I stand against the undead assaulting your city.
Yeah, I mean...
What keeps me from getting killed?
He's like, there is no dead. There's some riots among the people, but it'll all get resolved in the end.
Have you looked out your window?
Yeah. This guy is obviously not in touch with reality.
All right.
My liege, one last question.
Yes, of course.
I see your guards are in full body armor. Might you have any spare to pass to some weary warriors willing to help
aid
in
you
your
in
quest?
The defense of your city?
It's like, oh, if you visit the armory later after the celebration, we'd be fine to outfit any of you that need anything.
Sleep me.
Thank you.
As you're walking around your thing, you see outside there's a courtyard. There's, you know, two dozen soldiers practicing. Mm-hmm. They seem not that good, but they're practicing in the courtyard. They're all in full battle armor. You see also a huge cathedral inside the courtyard of the keep.
What if we go to the door?
Which
and
door?
And ask the guards if...
If we can look around?
We could go for a quick jaunt with them and maybe help out their warriors in some training.
All right, you guys go down. You help train the soldiers. They don't. None of them seem to talk.
That's not good.
They're bewitched.
However, you are kind of aiding them. They are very clumsy, but you are aiding them.
Does anything... Other than the fact that they're not talking, is there anything peculiar about them?
They seem very clumsy. They almost swing the swords like they're like trying to beat someone with a club. Mm. They don't seem that well trained.
They're all possessed, I surmise.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're not undead. I'm thinking that's something we would notice right off the bat.
Yeah, they'd be dead. Duh.
They have full armor, so you can't see an inch of their skin.
Oh.
Oh.
That's not right.
So, I thought they were just dudes and like sitting out there training.
The Black Knight is like inside for the feast.
Huzzah!
Can I roll to get drunk since it's a feast?
No! Don't get drunk!
Yeah,
I need you later, you idiot!
Me and Hudson are getting drunk.
You idiots.
I do my best work when I'm under the hammer.
I could tell because your rolling has been so great.
I'm rolling
already.
With Hudson for drunkenness.
Alright, you guys are having your celebration. He's trying to figure out.
So, what? You have any details of what's going on there?
The soldiers never take off their armor.
Well, duh.
And,
it's helpful you're on your
The king is a little loose. He spends most of his days in the or nights inside the cathedral.
Getting drunk?
I don't know.
You're not
no
there.
One's allowed in
you can't
there.
Talk to her.
We're getting fucked, Brian.
We can talk.
Not like fucked, but.
Is he he's loosey goosey? Like he's just kind of.
He's strange.
So
he thinks that he is gonna overturn the entire kingdom.
Let's get to the bare bones here. I think the soldiers are dead as well.
I don't know. I've never seen the inside of their armor.
I can just sense by their movements.
And his legion. Thousands of soldiers we heard marching into the gates of the city.
Crap, we're in the middle of a civil war while fighting zombies.
And you're drunk.
Yeah, I am. It's the best way.
King exclaims.
Sometimes it's the only way to
He exclaims, he's like, please tell the heralds to welcome the tyrant's puppets to the free city of Astroport. And you notice one of the table hands leave the room. Moments later, the church bells begin to ring. And the king stands up. He's like, please continue the feast. I must head to church. And he walks out.
Can I go stealth mode?
You want to follow him?
That's what I was
You hear the sounds of battle soon envelop the city. And the moans of the dead and the cries of the dying are all you can hear.
What? All right.
Well, yeah, they start ringing the bells.
Oh.
So the bells broke up there.
Like, and now you're in there with the rest of the nobility. There's a...
I'm stealthing.
Yeah, there's a half dozen soldiers, and the Black Knight is still in here.
Go talk to the Black Knight.
All right, you head over. He's like, are you enjoying yourself?
Tell me more about what's going on in this fine city.
We've declared independence from the tyranny of the North. The legions have arrived. However, the riot, even within the rioting, the people of this free city will fight for us.
Do you not notice that some of these free citizens might be a tad dead?
Yes, but the fighting spirit keeps them in their bodies. The king is a very kind man, and he unslings his greatsword on his back. You see, it's like riddled with ruins.
Runes.
He's like, he's gifted me this blade that will make me unstoppable in the field of battle. And he is my new and true king.
If you are such unstoppable in battle, why are you still here while your soldiers fight outside?
We have not yet sent in the soldiers. The free people have displayed their discontent for the governance of the North.
Oh, where has the king wandered off to?
He's going to the church to pray for the souls of the lost. And the Black Knight kind of laughs as he gives it to you. He goes, "You think you're a warrior?"
"I think I'm as much of a warrior as you, sir."
"What the deuce, man? What the deuce? I've been laying this master plan all fucking night, and you're gonna ruin it in one sentence?"
"Someone's gotta play the bad cop, Mark."
"Dude!
I know.
Not now! Not now! Plan, not action!"
He's like, "I see the way you hold yourself. You've definitely been military
trained." "Come on, Mark,
trained.
I'm drunk. You can't reason with me right now."
Yeah.
"You can't reason with you when you're not drunk."
He's like, "I know you're militarily trained."
"By your mom."
"Sir."
It's like, "I can recognize a soldier when I see one. You're not bad yourself. Do you care to try my blade?"
"If you wish to duel."
"What the deuce, man?"
He unslides his blade.
"This is it.
I'll do the same."
All right, roll initiative.
Wait. We hadn't gotten that far yet.
You could told us any time.
We're getting a one.
I got three for initiative.
You are at full health, though. Everyone's at full health.
Mark, you could have said something.
I won't hatch my master plan until you can get to
it. My God, Ethel. Can I sneak out during this fight?
Yeah, roll a stealth if you want.
Which one is this?
No, it's a die he has in his hand.
Yeah, well, let me use this one.
All right.
What's the magic one, anyways?
Oh, fuck, come on. 20.
All right, he's fucking stuck out, dude.
I told you.
All right, can I... When I sneak out, can I go to the cathedral? Can I take off?
You can take off.
I'm taking off to the cathedral.
Yeah, great idea. Right, send the possessed guy to the cathedral. Nothing bad will happen that way.
Okay.
Told you.
19.
Magic glaze.
I'm going all in with this one. Fuck this shit.
Deep. Use that one. No. Don't use that one.
Well, I get two of them.
I know, but use that one first.
Yeah, good job.
Well, they're used to magic.
All right, you go all in. And getting frustrated as he took over half your hit points away.
Can't you
cleave him? You go all in. And you cleave his head off.
Oh, what?
Nice.
Sweet balls.
You kind of overexert
yourself.
You see his clothes hem roll across the thing. And you see all the soldiers draw their blades.
5.
All right, you killed that one.
So there's
the
one
last
left.
The last two get raided by the nobility with knives, pots, and pans, and dishes. And they bludgeon them to the ground. You notice as one of their helmets fall off, there are zombies.
Oh, shit.
You also see the Black Knight's helmet has slid up, but he's actually has normal flesh.
What is going on here?
He's like, "We've been taken over by the king. He used to be the priest of the village, or the city."
When did this all start?
When the refugees came in. Most of the keep was killed overnight.
What can you tell us about the cathedral?
He doesn't allow any of us to go in there.
But I'm in the cathedral.
Yep.
What used to go on in there?
Just prayers to the dual divinity.
Was there any...
What do you know of this hatred for the North?
Well, the Blade of the South fought for the Pfizer's army to conquer the South. He is one of our most famous citizens from Astroport.
Not that we've killed him.
Yes. Commander William Edward Shaw.
Oh.
You killed your father! Wah, wah, wah! What's
a twist? Wow.
Damn.
That looked familiar. The head rolled away from you. Good twist on that one.
I say a prayer in his honor.
All right, you entering the church while they're talking. You enter. The church is a testament to the ingenuity of the firstborn, which are the dwarves.
I'll use 2d10.
Its walls are enormous and made like a fortress. The stained glass windows depicting the dual divinity have been defiled and replaced by paintings of the red skull of Ben Solus and what appears to be blood. In the center of the room is the king of Astroport praying to an altar of bones. While you hear the city is enveloped in the sounds of war and death, while around the outskirts of the room are numerous zombies chained to the walls.
Interesting.
You see the king glance over his shoulder. He laughs and turns around, pulling the chain along the side. and the undead along the walls come loose and surge forward, pointing at you, devour
How's
those.
How's the door there? We smocked. We didn't, like,
it was barge in the door.
Devour those that deny the Dark Lord. However, the dead instead surge to the altar and begin to dismember the king. At the same moment, you feel a stabbing pain in your stomach, and all the windows of the church implode inward with a thunderous boom. The sounds of death throughout the city seem even louder, and you notice that there's an enormous fire burning throughout the city, turning to darkness today.
Sick. Oh,
a dark cloud of shadows coalesces through the window and comes down to charging right at you in a vaguely humanoid shape. Roll initiative.
Can I call upon my ghostly apparition sister?
18.
Boom. 13.
14, that hits.
14.
All right, you come in. The wizard comes running in with his shimmery, magical shield glimmering around you and bats the 9-foot-tall zombie
in the head.
Abomination. Right, I don't know if you could reach his head.
But I think I would imagine I just get him right underneath
right
the head.
Crotch.
You go right for a sternum shot.
Right in the crotch.
All right, roll your damage.
That plus one.
2. Fuck me!
Yeah, but 2 plus, so it's a 3.
You hit him. He doesn't really seem to notice you compared to his other opponent, but... Hutzel, you're up.
All right.
Scratched himself.
Can I see who his attention is currently focused on?
You!
Can I bull rush him?
Tapestries.
Where are we pushing him?
Is there a spike or something?
You do realize he is larger than you, so this is going to make bull rushing even more difficult. He's 9 feet tall. You're like a little over 6.
Hit him with your magic sword.
Half again your size.
All right. I'll just swing to hit.
Come on, Hutzel. You can do it. I got
you hit him.
13.
I'm going to use 2 out of my 3 dice, expertise dice, for deadly strike.
You got it. Well, that's 7. Plus 6, that's 13. All right. You see that, like, parts of the different bodies that are making up his
super
mongrum of body parts is starting to fall off. You're, like, hacking people out of them.
Oh, that's brutal.
Super Shredder's falling apart.
Yeah, pretty much.
Super Shredder.
Take that, Super Shredder. 17.
That hits.
Plus 7, 24.
I made that up.
It wasn't 17. It's 17. Shut up.
Behind the bag of chips.
I need to roll one of these, the D4.
Yep.
1D4.
Heroically slices his way out of the rug, goes for a running start, jumps on the back of the creature, and stabs his dagger right through its head, and it collapses on top of Hutzel, with Mark on top of it.
Did I kill it?
Yeah, it's dead.
Take that, suckers.
Nice. Mark did it.
I'm not trapped in rugs. I'm pretty badass.
That was good.
The creature that was once Victor Spire, the self-proclaimed king of Astroport, collapses on the ground. As you catch your breath and mend your wounds, your attention returns to the flickering skyline, illuminated by a burning city. While the sounds of battle ring throughout the whole city as the Visor's army clash with the Walking Dead, while horns still sound the retreat. All right, you guys are in the church within the palace.
Buy me new shoes.
Yeah, pretty much.
And there is about 35 different people that are left in the palace, like living people.
What if I, well,
including your sister?
Sneak to find my sister?
Yeah.
I'll do that. I'll sneak to find my sister.
All right, you find her. She's with other people who are now trying to, they're a little panicked, trying to figure out what to do because the entire city is burning down.
Do I impart to her what we've done?
No, you should.
That information?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yes.
All right, you tell her. She's like, she seems relieved that Victor is destroyed, but they had their guesses when all the zombie guards started going rogue again.
Okay.
Because it was him who was able to exert some kind of influence and make them behave.
All right.
What if you get your
Do I then impart her to tell her that?
All right, we'll I guess we'll put on travel gear because they're dressed in, like, fine linens.
Oh, who cares? Just freaking go out there and do it. You know, get changed.
We mean go do it. Like,
get changed. You want get changed. To... Yeah, freaking get changed. Just go start killing things. You're in, like, medieval times.
They're not soldiers.
So?
There's only 3 living soldiers. These people are just townsfolk.
Hey, when undead show up, everyone's a soldier.
Just go out there and kill things and stop being a whiny bitch.
Go. This is like, but if we lift up the gates, they're just going to flood in. There's
yeah,
no
not the gates. Just take care of the guys in the building.
There is
yeah,
no guys. They are living.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're
undead guards have been dispatched. Okay. And they're all kind of debating how to get out.
Well, just a suggestion. The sewer route didn't exactly work very well for us last time, so let's not do that.
But is there a back? We should ask them if there's like maybe
is there another way out of here besides the main gate?
Yeah, most castles have like what secret exits or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's a back entrance that goes to the lift in case of emergency flight.
Well, I hope you guys all enjoyed that as much as I did editing it down and taking out all the filler. But I would tell you, the actual episodes are quite enjoyable as well, and you can listen to them on your iTunes, Apple Podcast, or wherever you're listening to this particular podcast. Our name is Dungeonetics, and we can be reached at dungeonetics@gmail.com, Dungeonetics on Instagram, Dungeonetics on Twitter, and part of the Geekonomics Podcast Network, including Twin Peaks Unwrapped, Free Lunch Comic News, and of course, Geekonomics. Our music is provided by Games Brown, and he can be reached at gamesbrown@bandcamp and the wonderful people at freesounds.org. Our next Cliff Notes episode will be starting shortly, so be tuned for that so you can warp your way through the rest of the adventure and get us up to speed, or please go to B&M Bait Podcast on YouTube, because all of our adventures are unedited and for your pleasure. Once again, thank you very much for listening, and have a magical adventure. That's right.